All right, welcome. It says recording in progress, but that is good to go, even though it doesn't say recording started. So, welcome to this special city council meeting being held on December 2nd at 5:30, rather than at 7 o'clock, to give residents, council member, staff, if they so are inclined to attend the county potential property, the county tax discussion tonight at 6 o'clock. We want to make sure that we can we have a ro quorum here, so it looks like we do. Gina Hurst, Shaylin Heyman, Brian Plummer, Spencer Summerhays, and Robin Meekum are all present from City Council. We have one item on the agenda. It is a notice from the South Davis Rec District of a proposed tax increase. Our representative for South Davis Recreation District is Councilman Summerhays, and he will present that to us as required by statute. So, Spencer?
Thanks, Mayor. I highlighted this, I think, in a quick update to all the council members, but in order to meet state statute, we want to do this in open public session and within their reporting requirements as well. Similar to what Council Member Heyman did with the mosquito abatement increase that's been proposed. I don't know, did that already pass through that in December, the next week?
We did that 2 or 4 weeks ago. I didn't
Well,
really.
sorry, but the actual truth and taxation hi hearing, Shaylin,
Oh,
isn't that gonna
that's.
happen?
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. I think
Okay, that's what I
it's
was thinking.
the 5th or the 10th or something.
Okay. So Lisa just wanted me to make sure I ran through each of the points that we need to state, and that is, first off, we did pass a tentative budget on November 10th. And we did that in advance of presenting a truth in taxation hearing last week, which is a proposal of increasing the levy increase. And as a reminder, when I say levy increase, there are two components of the South Davis Rec District tax calculation. And one is for the general obligation bond, which was the construction and development of the facility. And then the other is the levy. For the ongoing operations of the facility. So this is just for the levy increase, and that is equal to $86,200, which represents a 5% increase over last year's amount. For reference, COLA was 5.3%, so it's under that. And really, this is just offset inflationary costs. And I forwarded to you the PDF packet that the staff at the district had provided, but in examples of the inflationary costs would be something like utilities. We increased a 15%. So from in 2023, our utility cost was 568,000 and change. And last year it was $645,000. So that was a 13.5% increase. And I think I'm kind of preaching to the choir, but these are the amounts. Our insurance increased by 16%. Our pool chemicals for chlorine and other things were up 33%. So this is a reflection of many of the inflationary pressures that we're seeing. 5% is equivalent. Across the district, our median household value, residence value, is $623,000. So, on a average median priced home, that's $2.11 per year, or about 18 cents per month. So, I think Lisa, just correct me if I'm wrong. I think we've met the statutory and more statutory requirements in terms of stating the facts. Anything I missed?
No, it looks like you hit the four items, and the council is welcome to weigh in on their sentiments on this. But really, it's just mainly helping get the information out to the public about the rec district's proposed tax increase.
Thanks, Lisa. So, yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions that the council may have for me, and answer them as best as I can. If not, I suppose we'll just go to the public hearing portion of it here.
We don't have it down as a public hearing. Are
Oh,
we doing a
sorry.
public hearing on it?
Sorry, maybe it's not a public hearing. Sorry, did I miss
Well,
that?
the statute just says that we have to allow time for comment, but if anyone wants to comment, they're welcome to.
Would like to
So,
say something, Mayor, whenever you're ready for that.
yeah, go ahead, Councilwoman Hurst.
I want to say thank you to Spencer. He has spent a ton of time working with the Rec District and working on some really complicated issues. And thank you for all of your efforts to help get the budgets where they needed to be for our Rec District so we have it for many more years to come.
Thank you. I did state to the public in our Truth and Taxation hearing, this is just the beginning because there are still a lot of things that need to happen there. But I think we've now are trending in a trough and headed back up in terms of our cash reserves. It's been a delicate balance to really push staff to curtail costs and rein in programs that just didn't make financial sense. We got a lot of backlash for cutting the spooktacular. We were losing $15,000 a year on it. There's other events like that where, we just have some people saying it costs too much to do comp basketball. And we've said, we're the rec center, we're not the comp center. And so it's been we've gotten some people that say you're charging too much, and other people that say you're not charging enough because we don't want this tax increase to happen. So it is definitely a fine balance that we've been trying to weigh. We've cut our own pay, if you want to call it, a couple of years ago. We slashed that out of our budget, so we're not even getting a stipend for that either. So we've done a lot of work, and like I said, a lot more to come. But thank you, Councilmember Hurst.
I want to agree with her. She, Spencer, you've done an amazing job over there, and I'm glad you were there and have helped with that because I do think that they're much better for your input.
Well, thank you. I think we have a great board. We did sw switch the board a couple of years from an 8-member board to a 7-member board. So we didn't get into these kind of stalemates. There are five elected officials from each one of the municipalities that represent us, plus two at-large seats from members of the community, and those two members are, I think, very valuable. So, and I think most everybody, or the general feeling is we still have work to do on the financial side of it, and yet still be this great community asset.
And I think what the public misses sometimes, Councilman Summerhayes, it's a fabulous asset that we the five cities have there with the recreation center, but it's not necessarily provided to be there to run at a loss. I mean, programs have to support themselves, and if I'm not mistaken, in your 4 years, this is the first tax increase. Is that correct?
No, we had that massive one 2 years ago.
Okay.
So that was the challenge at the rec district, really, is that for some reason, and I have no idea why anybody would have committed to this, or maybe there was a gross misunderstanding, but there was this representation, at least presented by some of the community members, that there would never be any tax increase. And I just don't know how that can ever happen when you expect to pay a competitive wage, when you have to pay for supplies that continue to go up in costs, and utilities and insurance and all the other costs that go with it. So really, that was a it was an interesting debate. So just for historical institutional knowledge, some members of that board at that time wanted to increase the levy by 150%. And there were those of us, me and Director Bradshaw, who is mayor-elect at Bountiful, and Mayor Westergaard were vehement opposers to that. And we said, no, we're comfortable increasing the taxes commensurate with a inflationary increase, but not above that. That shouldn't happen. So there was that big increase to make up for 15 years of not keeping up with costs. So
And
this is the last 2 years and is a reflection of the last 2 years' worth.
I remember that now when you say that, because I remember back then when it was on the ballot to for the bond for the rec center. I was one that was got the impression that there was never going to be any increases, but I said to my wife and many other people, that's impossible to do. I'd never read that anywhere, but that was being talked about. So you had an impossible task. But not only did you had the increase, but I know the type of cuts you had to make as well too. And that's a great example of co combining the cuts you had to make with the increase. Things like, for example, the food out front that was operating at a loss, it was just ridiculous. Just one example. So thank you. Any other questions for Councilman Summerhays?
I know, Councilman, you're almost off this committee, but I just wanted to maybe give you some insight. I was at a facility up in Camas not too long ago, and they have converted to a system called ChloraKing, that basically is a self-chlorinator, and they were paying somewhere around $8 a gallon for bulk chlorine, and now they're paying 48 cents a gallon. So
Chlorinator.
yeah, so I don't know if they're using that currently there or if they're buying bulk chlorine like most places are. There is a little bit of investment to buy the system. It's about $100,000. It might be different for your guys' body of water, but I think it's definitely something you should look into to, because over time you could pay that off pretty quickly.
Good. That's a good suggestion. Thanks, Bryce.
Thank you.
I think in looking him back, Mayor, Director Bradshaw gave me a very sentimental gift. It was a Stanley bottle, but it had the inscription. It said Spencer's Motion on it. And I did take a lot of flack because I was the one that let out when we had a different board makeup. The board wanted to, buy fields and expand. And my motion was a 5-point motion that essentially said, hey, we got to get our financial house in order before we're even thinking about those things. And there were some people that weren't too happy with me, but it's been a kind of a not a it's a just a an interesting process for sure.
Yeah, even though with this on the agenda doesn't say a public hearing, if there's any members of the public that are in on this meeting, do you have any comments or questions for us? I would allow that. I don't know that there is, but if there is, speak up. Don't see anybody. Do you, Jennifer?
Nope, and there's nobody here at City Hall either.
Okay. All right. So the public has been notified. They weigh in on it now, to members of the rec board or to us as council, and the staff, that sort of thing. But if there's no other questions for Councilman Summerhays, this isn't something that we're taking any type of vote on. We just by statute, as he has said, had to get it out to the public. So
And for everybody's information, our final budget is being presented on Monday, December 15th.
okay, 2 weeks from yesterday. Okay.
And Mayor, just to follow up with regard to the mosquito abatement, that hearing is next Thursday and it starts at
Thursday.
7.
Okay.
Yep, there is going to be an early board meeting at 6 with our normal time, and then we've specifically scheduled that truth and taxation at 7. I just double checked.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Anything else for Spencer or Councilman Summerhays? Then I will look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor,
Aye.
aye. Aye. Well, I don't vote, but I did, so thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.